We're visiting with the judge, Brian Anderson, all the way with us from Caney. We've had a good group of pigs and of kids today.
Yeah, great group the last 2 days. And that's the one thing you know, that every time you step to OYE, they term it, what, the greatest show on earth. You know that you're going to see great livestock, but it takes great kids and more importantly, a great support system between parents and ag teachers and 4-H agents. To keep those kids headed on the right path, to give them the work ethic, and to keep them on task. But awesome show the last day and a half. We get ready to wrap it up. Can't wait to see what the champions look like in the Grand Draft.
Now, you've been involved in Ag Youth for a really long time, so this is obviously something close to your heart about helping these kids, grooming these kids, teaching these kids.
Yeah, it's a way of life, I guess, in my opinion, because it's what I've always did and had great support when I was young, working through this deal, and people that applauded me and patted me on the back, and it's only fair and only right that we do the same thing to today's youth to give them a fighting chance to be successful too.
Well, and it's such an awesome opportunity about how, like, the ag kids, I feel like, always have a leg up because they're already learning responsibility. They're already learning chores. They're already learning what it takes, how much money you have to put into these animals. And it's hard work.
Yeah, they learn real fast at an early age what a long day is. And it's up to them. I mean, you get out of it what you truly put into it. And I've always said that, always believed in that. And these kids, who knows how early many of them are up or how late they are in the barn. And that's their safe spot, and that's what they enjoy. And giving them a project, and I think the popular saying for the last few years is, we're using these animals to raise the kids, and we're doing it in a great place, and that's in the barn and in the show ring and amongst people that they admire and people that they work closely with, and it's just a solid way to do things. It's worked for many, many years, so why change?
I've also noticed we've had some pretty young ones today, too, that are doing an amazing job.
It is unreal, the early age that so many of these kids start at, and why shy them away? Why tell them, no, you got to wait till old? If you go to a lot of these jackpots across the country, they're starting when they're 3, 4 years of age. They have already been in the show ring by the time they get to 4-H a couple hundred times, to be honest with you. So it's a great skill. If older brother and sister are doing it, why not let little ones tag along with them and do the same thing?
Well, absolutely, and that only makes them better showmen as they get older.
Yeah, it just makes them even more hungry as they get older, and that's the one thing you mentioned, showmanship across the country is second to none anymore. The number of hours that these kids spend with them and what they can do with the project and where they can drive these hogs, compared to when we used to do it when I was growing up, if you didn't have a panel covering every hole in the alleyway, you weren't going to get them on the trailer. These kids could drive them through downtown Oklahoma City and load them up on the other side of the town and put them on the trailer, piece of cake.
Yeah, you got folks sitting in the show ring. They don't even ever see us.
Nope, that's absolutely right. So that's exactly right.
Well, thank you so much for coming all the way to Oklahoma. We appreciate all you're doing here for us today.
Thank you for having me, and always enjoy stepping the ring at OYE.